Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the Newton boys baseball coach, Darren Tisdale. The boys get a 20-4 win at Pellet Christian on Friday night, a game broadcast on 92.1. I was able to talk to him after that impressive offensive performance.
Coach, got a lot of players in tonight.
Yeah, we got everybody in there. I think I was in the dugout, and kids said every player in that team scored tonight, so that was interesting.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often here. But talk first off about the week.
Yeah.
Five games this week.
Yeah, we had a busy week. To get 32 games in on our schedule, it's crammed in there, so pretty tight through June and the first week of July. And then, so we had to put these games at the beginning of the year, non-conference games, during this week, so it's tough for the kids and coaches. But, yeah, we got through it and did pretty well last night. Took care of business at Sheraton. And then tonight, again here at Pellet Christian. So a lot of reps this week for sure, a lot of situations. So feel good going into the conference, conference games and rest of the schedule for the season.
One thing that I've kind of looked at over your games here is the fielding. You haven't been a lot of the errors.
No. A lot of these kids have a lot of experience out here today, tonight, and I mean the whole year here. We got a lot of players that saw some time as freshmen, and then last year a lot of experience with our junior class. So that's kind of our core group out there on the field right now. So, but yeah, they've seen a lot of balls hit at them, so they're doing a pretty good job.
And I believe coming into the game, you had a team batting average of just over 300. So
yeah.
That's not too bad for the early part of the season, is it?
Yeah, that was a big focus off-season, preseason here, practices with especially getting our two-strike hitting and just doing a lot better with two strikes, fouling pitches off, not giving in. Just taking curveballs, taking fastballs in the corner, making sure we're trying to just put the ball in play, foul it off somehow, some way. And, yeah, we've been doing a good job with that lately. So pleased with that. And then we've actually, got a little bit more pop in the lineup this year with those sophomores now being juniors. So a lot more doubles so far this season. So pleased with that as well.
Yeah, and, you kind of alluded to it there too, but a lot of strikeouts kind of plagued you last year.
Yeah, I talked a lot about that last year. We can't just make it that easy on the other team. They don't have to play defense when you strike out 8, 9, 10 times a game. So put the ball in play, get base runners out on bases, put a little pressure on the pitcher, get them out of the stretch. Where a lot of high school kids are uncomfortable with it. So on top of that, I can just add to it, our pitchers have been doing a good job of getting fewer walks. This year we got a lot more strikeouts than we are putting runners on base, so that's pretty good stat to have, as our hitters aren't striking out as much, we're putting the ball in play, and pitchers aren't giving free bases, so that adds up to the ability to win these games.
Yeah, this is your second year, and I know as a coach, things never happen as fast as you would like, but from year one to where you are early in year two, you got to kind of take where you started from into consideration too. You're pretty happy with how things have went.
Yeah, I figured the team, just the setup of the roster last year, with just having a few seniors, a couple juniors, and a lot of sophomores, it was going to be a challenge. Then we lost Skyler Millheiser, so that was a big loss last year with him in the lineup. That's another 8, 9 wins probably with him in the lineup. So we lost a lot last year with just that one player. Then this year we got two seniors, but we got those sophomores as juniors now, and this sophomore class behind them has some pretty good players. Some set of good hitters in there and defensive players. Then we got to build the pitching there with that sophomore class, and then for the future we'll be in a pretty good situation, I think.
Yeah, that's really the key is getting them down there when they're at the middle school type level and there, and get them a little repetition, what have you.
Yeah, I can tell you,
trying to turn baseball players in when they're sophomores or juniors.
Yeah, I can tell you, Ian White, coached him as an eighth grader, was a coach in freshman ball with my dad. And, you would never have thought he'd be able to start a varsity baseball game and do as well as he did tonight, but that kid put in a lot of time, especially this offseason for sure. He has the right attitude, and we just got to, put him in situations when he was a freshman, eighth grader, built him up, he just pitched here, there, not much, and then last year we got him a lot of JV innings, and then this year he's able to come out and pitch like he did tonight. It was pretty good.
So Monday, back here, doubleheader, Pella against the Dutch.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah. Of course, they're state champions last year. They lost a lot of key players there. But good coach over there at Pella, and a good set of athletes, good program now. A lot of winning going on in that program. So those kids, you know, they know how to play the game. So it's going to be tough games, and we hope we can get over there and get some wins as well.
Sitting 5-3, not too bad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 5-3. I think we could have had a couple wins we gave away, or a couple losses we that could have been turned around into wins. Defense kind of let us down those nights. But yeah, I think the tough one we lost to there was, Norwalk handled us, their pitcher handled us that second game. And that Bondurant game, I think we could have won that. Sadell, we could have won. And then great comeback by us against Norwalk in that first game. You know, I think that set us into a little a situation, mindset, where now the kids believe a lot in themselves and the teammates. And so that was a pretty big comeback for us. I think that sets us up for the rest of the season with these kids being confident, excited to come play, and know they can compete, even being down 8 runs, you know.
Long night. Thanks for coming up and chatting with us. And good luck going into next week.
Yeah, appreciate it, Randy. Thank you.
Newton head coach Jaron Tisdale joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.